大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的互动 QQ 群3317640，加入进来你就可以获取今天的英文课程文本以及更多的学习资料。我再说一遍， QQ 群的号码是3317640。今天呢，我们要上的是托福听力课，我们请到的嘉宾老师是来自优育爱学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello everybody, and we're going to listen to a lecture, part of a lecture actually, in a sociology class. Sociology class, talks about people, right? But then the professor starts with an animal, known as alligators.Alligator 呢是个动物，而 sociology 呢其实是讲的是人啊，所以这是怎么回事呢？
嗯、
Alligator 是个爬行动物，两栖的，
是一种鳄鱼。
哎，啊，然后他会先讲到这个东西。好，那我现在先给大家扫到一下生词。这一个讲座节选呢，我们会分成两部分给大家讲，
一段一段放给大家听。嗯、那么在第一部分呢，有这么一些生词。
好，第一个呢就是 alligator 这种动物，其次呢就是 sewer。sewer 是什么人呢？是什么东西呢？ sewer 还有 sewage S-E-W 它都是那个地下水通道啊，就是排水管道叫 sewage。 那 sewer workers means people who work at such places 啊，这是 sewer。然后再来一个词呢，就是有那么一个歌啊，相信一唱大家就知道了，叫 Twinkle Twinkle Little Star 啊，就是一会儿会提到这个词，就是闪一闪小星星。好，再往下呢就是 meme，M-E-M， 这个其实是一个概念啊，它是这样说的 ：A meme is defined as a piece of information copied from person to person。So a meme is something of the piece of information copied from person to person.
这个单词有一点点难。
不用管它中文意思啊，它的
哎，我刚才想告诉大家中文意思是什么。
你千万别跟人家说。
为什么呢？大家都听不懂了就。
那不着急，我就告诉你它的定义含义，就是 a piece of information copied from one person to a person to another， 从另一个人。复制的一个信息传递到另一个人，那么这个东西就叫做 meme。By this definition, most of what you know, ideas, skills, stories, songs, are memes. 啊，又给你一个信息，是吧？根据这个定义来讲呢，你所知道的东西，比如说，概念啊、技能、故事、歌，这些全都是 memes。
Memes, M-E-M-E-S。
对了，好，这是一个事儿。好，再来呢就是 observe，
这个简单，观察的意思。
嗯，它还有一个含义，就是遵守一个行为准则，叫 observe。 比如说的话，有的人 Do you observe a holiday？啊，过不过这个节，这个过动词也是 observe。
哦， observe 有这么多意思、啊、
没错，
有过节的意思、
嗯、
有观察的意思，
对，
还有 obey 也就是遵守规则的意思、
嗯、遵守规则。好，再往下呢就是一会儿你还会听到 organism， 它叫做 living organisms。 organ 呢是器官， organism 是
有
机物。啊 ，living organism 呢是活着的还是死着呢？
活着的。
对了，好，然后呢，再来有一个比较难长难句，我来念一下哈。The whole point of defining this familiar process as transmission of memes is so that we can explore its analogy with the transmission of genes。我再念一遍哈 ，The whole point。Of defining this familiar process as transmission of memes is so that we can explore its analogy with the transmission of genes. Transmission 是什么意思呢？就是信号的传送。
传输。
对。然后 memes 是刚才咱们说的那个信息从一个人传到另一个人。那 genes 是什么呢？
基因，
是基因，对。然后他说 We explore the analogy with transmission of genes， 也就是会去并列的去分类的去比较类比基因的传输，就是把 meme 的传输类比成基因的传输。 Explore its analogy with the transmission of genes。 好，再来一个词呢，就是 replicate。 这个句子，这个词很好猜，他说 A gene is a piece of biological information that gets copied or replicated。接下来呢，就是longevity， 有一个词 ，it means to live long， 啊，长寿的意思。像慈禧，他就追求长寿，所以呢，他在佛香阁上面印了一个大大的寿字啊，这个寿字英文叫 longevity。
longevity，longevity，L-O-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y， longevity。
再来呢，就是一个词叫 fecundity， fecundity is the ability to reproduce in large numbers， reproduce in large numbers 就是大量的繁殖，所以这个英文叫 fecundity， 让我想起了蟑螂，
嗯，
顿时就知道了大量繁殖是什么感觉。好，那现在呢，我们第一部分的词汇就先学到这里，请大家听一遍第一部分的录音。
Listen to part of a lecture in a sociology class.
Have you ever heard the one about alligators living in New York sewers? The story goes like this. A family went on vacation in Florida and bought a couple of baby alligators as presents for their children, then returned from vacation to New York,bringing the alligators home with them as pets. But the alligators would escape and find their way into the New York sewer system where they started reproducing, grew to huge sizes, and now strike fear into sewer workers. Have you heard this story? Well, it isn't true, and it never happened. But despite that, the story's been around since the 1930s. Or how about the song Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?You know, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Well, we've all heard this song. Where am I going with this? Well, both the song and the story are examples of memes, and that's what we'll talk about, the theory of memes. A meme is defined as a piece of information copied from person to person.By this definition, most of what you know, ideas, skills, stories, songs, are memes. All the words you know, all the scientific theories you've learned, the rules your parents taught you to observe, all are memes that have been passed on from person to person. So what, you may say? Passing on ideas from one person to another is nothing new. Well,The whole point of defining this familiar process as transmission of memes is so that we can explore its analogy with the transmission of genes. As you know, all living organisms pass on biological information through the genes. What's a gene? A gene is a piece of biological information that gets copied or replicated, and the copy or replica is passed on to the new generation. So,Genes are defined as replicators. Genes are replicators that pass on information about properties and characteristics of organisms. By analogy, memes also get replicated and, in the process, pass on cultural information from person to person, generation to generation. So memes are also replicators. To be a successful replicator,There are three key characteristics, longevity, fecundity, and fidelity. Let's take a closer look. First, longevity. A replicator must exist long enough to be able to get copied and transfer its information. Clearly, the longer a replicator survives, the better its chances of getting its message copied and passed on. So longevity is a key characteristic of a replicator. If you take the alligator story,It can exist for a long time in individual memory, let's say my memory. I can tell you the story now or 10 years from now. The same with the Twinkle Twinkle song. So these memes have longevity because they're memorable for one reason or another. Fecundity. Fecundity is the ability to reproduce in large numbers. For example, the common housefly reproduces by laying several thousand eggs. So each fly gene gets copied thousands of times. Memes, well, they can be reproduced in large numbers as well. How many times have you sung the Twinkle Twinkle song to someone? Each time you replicated the song and maybe passed it along to someone who didn't know it yet. A small child, maybe.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好，第一部分之后呢，大家就知道这个 meme 和 gene 它都有一个共同点，所以它才可以类比，对吧？基因是把那个生物的信息从一个人传到另一个人，而 meme 呢是把信息从一个人传到另一个人身上。这是第一部分。接下来呢，我们来看第二部分。第二部分呢，咱们还是从生词开始。Fidelity. Fidelity means accuracy of the copying process. Fidelity 是指复制信息时候的这个准确性。也就是你在复制的过程中呢，要比较精确的去复制。然后呢，他会讲到这个 Fidelity is an essential principle of genetic transmission。也就是基因在传输过程中呢，它也是关键的一个原则啊，就是要精确的，要忠诚。好， it is a copy. If a copy of gene is a bit different from the original, that's called a genetic mutation.
Mutation, 变异。那基因在这个复制的过程中啊，如果有一小段，有一个片段，哎，它复制过去以后呢，和之前的有所不同了。那么我们把它叫做基因的突变，也就是 genetic mutation, genetic mutation。
然后呢，他也会把这样的基因发生了突变的基因叫做 a muted gene, muted, 被动了。
muted gene。
好，再接下来呢，他说 fidelity is not always so important in memes。啊，在信息传递过程中呢，这个忠诚度其实又不是那么的重要啊。一会儿大家再仔细听讲座里怎样给你讲。今天呢，这个第二部分的生词就是这些，请大家听下一部分的后半部分的录音。
好，那请大家来听一下这第二部分到底讲了些什么。
Finally, fidelity. Fidelity means accuracy of the copying process.We know fidelity is an essential principle of genetic transmission. If a copy of a gene is a bit different from the original, that's called a genetic mutation. And mutations are usually bad news. An organism often cannot survive with a mutated gene, and so a gene usually cannot be passed on unless it's an exact copy. For memes, however, fidelity is not always so important.For example, if you tell someone the alligator story I told you today, it probably won't be word for word exactly as I said it. Still, it will be basically the same story, and the person who hears the story will be able to pass it along. Other memes are replicated with higher fidelity, though, like the Twinkle Twinkle song. It had the exact same words 20 years ago as it does now. Well,That's because we see songs as something that has to be performed accurately each time. If you change a word, the others will usually bring you in line. They'll say, that's not how you sing it, right? So, you can see how looking at pieces of cultural information as replicators, as memes, and analyzing them in terms of longevity, fecundity, and fidelity, we can gain some insight about how they spread, persist, or change.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好的，那第二部分的录音也听完了，整个讲座我们就其实就听了一遍了。那大家是不是理解了这个讲座呢？
嗯哼，在第一部分和第二部分呢，其实它都是想类比两个事儿，一种呢是 meme 它的传输啊，这个信息呢在从一个人嘴里边传到另一个嘴里边的时候
，meme M E M E，
它会有不精确的形式发生，对吧？比如说你告诉我看见了张三李四，等我告诉他的时候就变成了张三王四了。
嗯，
这是就是讲它的特点。而基因呢，它也是存在一个传递过程中有损精确的这样的情况，但是呢基因出现这种情况呢其实是不好的啊，
叫做 genetic mutation。
It is usually bad news， 哈、啊，这个文中就已经给大家讲了，所以这是比较了两个事情的相同和不同，这是整个讲座的框架。那我们知道了框架，也知道这些细节，我们不妨再把整个的讲座连贯起来听一下。
Listen to part of a lecture in a sociology class.
Have you ever heard the one about alligators living in New York sewers? The story goes like this.A family went on vacation in Florida and bought a couple of baby alligators as presents for their children, then returned from vacation to New York, bringing the alligators home with them as pets. But the alligators would escape and find their way into the New York sewer system, where they started reproducing, grew to huge sizes, and now strike fear into sewer workers. Have you heard this story? Well, it isn't true, and it never happened.But despite that, the story's been around since the 1930s. Or how about the song Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? You know, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, how I wonder what you are. Well, we've all heard this song. Where am I going with this? Well, both the song and the story are examples of memes, and that's what we'll talk about, the theory of memes.A meme is defined as a piece of information copied from person to person. By this definition, most of what you know, ideas, skills, stories, songs, are memes. All the words you know, all the scientific theories you've learned, the rules your parents taught you to observe, all are memes that have been passed on from person to person. So what, you may say?Passing on ideas from one person to another is nothing new. Well, the whole point of defining this familiar process as transmission of memes is so that we can explore its analogy with the transmission of genes. As you know, all living organisms pass on biological information through the genes. What's a gene? A gene is a piece of biological information that gets copied or replicated,And the copy, or replica, is passed on to the new generation. So, genes are defined as replicators. Genes are replicators that pass on information about properties and characteristics of organisms. By analogy, memes also get replicated, and in the process, pass on cultural information from person to person, generation to generation.So memes are also replicators. To be a successful replicator, there are three key characteristics: longevity, fecundity, and fidelity. Let's take a closer look. First, longevity. A replicator must exist long enough to be able to get copied and transfer its information. Clearly, the longer a replicator survives, the better its chances of getting its message copied and passed on.So longevity is a key characteristic of a replicator. If you take the alligator story, it can exist for a long time in individual memory, let's say my memory. I can tell you the story now or 10 years from now. The same with the Twinkle Twinkle song. So these memes have longevity because they're memorable for one reason or another. Fecundity. Fecundity is the ability to reproduce in large numbers.For example, the common housefly reproduces by laying several thousand eggs. So each fly gene gets copied thousands of times. Memes, well, they can be reproduced in large numbers as well. How many times have you sung the Twinkle Twinkle song to someone? Each time you replicated the song and maybe passed it along to someone who didn't know it yet. A small child, maybe. Finally, fidelity.Fidelity means accuracy of the copying process. We know fidelity is an essential principle of genetic transmission. If a copy of a gene is a bit different from the original, that's called a genetic mutation. And mutations are usually bad news. An organism often cannot survive with a mutated gene, and so a gene usually cannot be passed on unless it's an exact copy. For memes, however, fidelity is not always so important. For example, if you tell someone the alligator story I told you today, it probably won't be word for word exactly as I said it. Still, it will be basically the same story, and the person who hears the story will be able to pass it along. Other memes are replicated with higher fidelity, though, like the Twinkle Twinkle song. It had the exact same words 20 years ago as it does now. Well, that's because we see songs as something that has to be performed accurately each time. If you change a word, the others will usually bring you in line. They'll say, "That's not how you sing it," right? So, you can see how looking at pieces of cultural information as replicators, as memes, and analyzing them in terms of longevity, fecundity, and fidelity, we can gain some insight about how they spread, persist, or change.
好，今天的讲座我们就播放录音到此。如果大家想再继续听的话，可以去 QQ 群下载听力原文以及音频的资料。我们的 QQ 群号是
3317640. That's right, 3317640, 3317640. 加入进来，您就可以获取最新的英语学习资料以及今天的听力课程文本。好，感谢大家的收听，也谢谢壮壮老师的陪伴，我们下期节目再见。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你，最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you, everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you, tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world is built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild ducks, video game.
Alright.
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun. Playing video games. It's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I. Only with living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you.